I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. We become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be getting into some interesting topics, a couple of continuations of disinformation that's out there, as well as channeling from Barbara Marciniak. And we're also going to be getting into some suggestions concerning spirituality. And we're also going to be taking you back to the 1960s and making some interesting connections between what was happening then and what's happening now. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. Always sets the tone for the program. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari, 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 H
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all the listeners a Happy New Year, as this is my first show in the new year, and also give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the listening audience just for being you. And, of course, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to contact me regarding any questions you may have concerning information presented on this program. And you can do that with no strings attached by emailing me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I'm also very interested in hearing your suggestions concerning program content. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes by utilizing concepts, ideas, and techniques that are presented on this program. And over the course of time, I get emails from lots of people that have been listening to the show for a long, long time, and it's been on the air now for 15 years. So if you're a longtime listener and you haven't taken the time to contact me, I'd much appreciate it. And I also might point out that sometimes information comes rather rapidly on this show, and if you'd like to take your time and listen to a rerun of the program, the archives are available by going to ET Yoga BBS Radio, and on that main page, you scroll down until you reach the archives, or you can go to my website at etyoga.com. And there, on the main page, is a button called Radio Archives, and you just hit that one button and you go to the archives. There are no strings attached with regards to this. It's a free service. Nobody will be contacting you all the time or sending you emails and all that kind of stuff, either with questions that you send in to me or for contacting my website and accessing archives. And I might add that everybody that emails me will, in fact, get a response. And I try to be as thorough as possible in providing adequate answers to questions that are presented. So please feel free to take use of those free services. And I guess at this point in time, I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, mainstream media, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstances. And I might also add that I've been saying that for a number of years, long before the current crisis came about. So, as I said, I much applaud your efforts. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, usually there's a theme that catches my eye. And typically it was a connection that I made to back in the 1960s, or what a lot of people call the hippie era. And but before I get into that, I want to share with you a very interesting channeling that comes from Barbara Marciniak. And if you're not familiar with Barbara Marciniak, I call her book Bringers of the Dawn the classic literature book that's out there regarding extraterrestrials, specifically Pleiadian information. And I noticed even yesterday on my laptop that on YouTube there is a 2.5-hour show, Bringers of the Dawn. So it's a free item that you can listen to. And I much, much recommend that you take advantage of that and listen to Bringers of the Dawn. And she's also author of so many other books. One of my other favorites of hers is one called Self-Empowerment. And she's got many, many, many books out there. The Earth is a Library. She's just been such a joy over the years with all the information she's presented. And one of her more current channelings goes like this. The people of Earth are emerging from an amnesiac-like state of collective shock, which has blocked the influx of spiritual knowledge into the human gene pool. And while it is obvious to many that you create your reality, the vast majority of humans still need to be awakened from the unconsciously controlled state of powerlessness that they voluntarily took on. Love and a good sense of humor strengthen the entire body's remembering, and your cells will also respond to your input. Everything changes when you start to emit your own frequency rather than absorbing the frequencies around you, when you start imprinting your intent on the universe rather than receiving an impact or an imprint from existence. You are water. You understand electrified water. The elements and balance of ocean water match the blood in your human body. Humans were made from the ocean. This is one of the greatest secrets of creation. When you buy into any version of fear, it can become your experience because your molecules are intelligent and your energy responds to the predominant feeling in your being. The focus of your mind is exactly what gives the orders to create what you experience. Those who choose love, daring to feed to the depths of beings, accepting responsibility for their actions, and seeking a purpose in life, will find that the world of significant living will unfold its cleverly concealed presence. The Earth is alive and continues and contains the knowledge you seek. It is your consciousness that determines what it reveals. How to access this knowledge and where are the keys to open it and make it yours? The Earth speaks. Love her and honor her and respect her, and she will reveal her secrets. It is time for you to make a commitment to create joy, creativity, and love for yourself. Only then will you benefit others. For if you do not evolve yourself, you do not serve others. By becoming a living example, by following what is in your heart, you show the way for others to follow with courage what is in their hearts. The ultimate tyranny in a society is not control by martial law. It is control by the psychological manipulation of consciousness, through which reality is defined, so that those who exist within it do not even realize that they are in prison. They do not even realize that there is something outside of where they exist. It is important to speak your truth. And it's not about convincing everyone. Everyone needs to make up their own minds. And that's kind of a preface based on commitment to loving the earth that I think caught my eye and also led into this whole concept about talking about the 1960s, which a lot of people called the hippie generation. And for those of you that are too young to remember those days, because I was there and lived through this. And in my opinion, it's the most amazing time, certainly in my lifetime, and possibly one of the most amazing times in all of history. Because all of a sudden, there was a generation of young people that broke the mold. And the first generation, and the last since, I might add, where money wasn't considered the most important thing. And that was a big shock to the system. And I've heard other commentators make the comment that they almost busted the whole system because the system doesn't know how to deal with you copping out of it. And the last thing they want you to see is for you to be self-sufficient. And not dependent on them. And you'll notice in today's world, I'm going to make a number of comparisons from the hippie thinking to the today's world. And you'll notice that the government expansion is basically all based on you being dependent on them. In fact, I think even going so far as some of the plans for there to be food shortages and different shortages of different kinds, again, will lead people to be dependent on government to provide for them. And then, of course, in return for that dependency, they'll want you to comply with what they want you to comply with, including the jabs and everything else. So this dependency on government is definitely has a price to pay. And this hippie generation got a lot of bad press over the course of time because of some psychopath named Manson and that was around during that time. And of course, the fact that the taking of marijuana back in the days was considered illegal, and it still is in many places, but in many places not. And they got a lot of negative press because it didn't want to really build upon that in a positive way, what was happening during the 60s with the young people, and there were like, I don't know, 16 million or so, and there was a definite spiritual component back in those days, which is totally missing in today's society as far as group consciousness is concerned. I remember there were people, and we used to call them heads. We used to call them Jesus freaks, or we'd say you were on a self-search. And It was amazing. And of course, there were a lot of drugs that were used in those days. The saying that tune in, turn on, and drop out was kind of like the general theme. But there was a large spiritual component, and one of the things that struck me the most living in that time was how everybody that was even close to your age was like a brother and sister. That was the feeling. And there's never been anything like that. And kind of as I grow on in age, I kind of hope that there'd be a younger generation that would again come about with this big spiritual component, especially considering a lot of the starseeds that are coming to experience life here. And they also had the idea of communal living or self-sufficient communities. And in studying those over a course of time, I kind of came to the conclusion that the only way that these self-sufficient communities could survive would be one of two reasons. Either because they had to, for economic reasons, to join together and stay together, or because there was a spiritual base to them. And there was also a big influence by Baba Ram Dass at that time. And in California, of course, the famous Haight-Ashbury was considered kind of like the center or the capital of this generation of hippies that were about love and flower power and but an amazing camaraderie of humans that even talked about love and peace as a cornerstone of their thinking. And of course there was also a radical element of, at that time, and there was a lot of talk about revolution. Even the Beatles had a song called Revolution. And, well, looking at what's going on today, wouldn't be the worst idea that I ever heard of. If enough people could get awakened to what exactly is happening. And in my opinion, a large component of what's happening right now is a genocide of human population and the turning of the population into transhumans. Definitely, a lot of these components that were happening back in the 1960s could sure find its place in today's world. And another big element that was taking place at that time was that, in my opinion, this young generation was kind of like the conscience of America. And there was also an element that was very much into protesting, especially the Vietnam War. And the Vietnam War since that time has, you know, been dissected and kind of like the Civil War in the U.S. Many people have their own perspectives and truths about what the real cause of it was and whether we should have been involved or not and all these things. But one thing's for sure, in my opinion, it was the young people that helped to bring about an end to that situation. And as I said, my opinion is that they're kind of like, they were kind of like the conscience of America. And frankly, I don't see what group represents the conscience of America anymore. In fact, to me, frankly, I've been just in watching this the politics that are taking place today, it's hard for me to imagine even my father's generation accepting that a government could be overthrown and a vote for presidency could be stolen from the people. Is that the people would just go on and accept that is frankly beyond comprehension to me growing up in the 50s and 60s. And of course, I'm not one to just say that, you know, the current group of young people don't have interesting things to comment and talk about, but to be honest, it would appear that the system has effectively brainwashed them and certainly got them addicted to technology in a way that, in my opinion, is really not that healthy. If I was to do an analysis of currently what's going on, I'd probably come up with the idea of in time, the way things are going, that you need to be either off-grid or off-planet. And the off-planet philosophy would connect strongly with the whole idea of the ascension process. And that's why, for many reasons, I'm a big proponent of the fact that the Earth is, in fact, in the process of moving up to 5D. And could be doing so a lot sooner than people think. But in terms of analysis of what's happening, off-grid is and people forming groups of living in self-sufficient communities, I'm surprised that the trend isn't much, much bigger than it is. And I do hear about certain groups of people are getting together and kind of combining their resources to get it themselves into a self-sufficient situation. Because if we're talking about freedom and you're talking about spiritual growth, it's very difficult to do if you're spending all your waking hours just trying to survive. And clearly the trend generally is for more and more control and less freedoms and liberties. And thus brings me back to thinking about the good old days of the 60s. And also, a lot of those people, although I'm up in age now, those baby boomers that lived through all that, they're still around. And I hope I've rekindled some interest in the fact that there were a lot of good things that came out of the 60s, including the music. In fact, I know a lot of people, young people now, and I do spend a certain amount of time in Europe, that just love the 60s and 70s as far as music. Maybe it was also due to the type of behaviors with respect to marijuana, and they were taking the hashish, and of course LSD was also back in those days. And I remember some of these promoters, Timothy Leary and some of the other contemporary people that were promoting LSD, and not that I'm trying to promote anything here, but I do am aware of the fact that according to Baba Ram Dass, about 2% of the people that did do LSD had spiritual experiences. And I remember back in the day when I would go to parties at places where a lot of this LSD was present, and I was already pretty aware as well back in those days, as my first big spiritual experiences happened in 1969. And I used to go to parties, and when I knew somebody had taken some of the substances, that I'd say to them, you, me, everything and nothing are all the same, and sometimes they'd get it. And the interesting thing about being on some of these psychedelics is that if you wrote down things you wanted to learn about and sort of channeled your experience a little bit, you could gain some really profound insights. And of course, once you find out who you really are, it's not really necessary to continue to take any of those substances. And of course, in today's world, I guess a lot of people are experimenting with the ayahuasca. I haven't experimented with that. Some of the information I do get from extraterrestrial sources is that it's for a specific type of person and experience, that it's not really for everybody. However, there's some big similarities. I just watched a show with Brian Rose. It's called Reconnect. And it was worth seeing. And again, connects back to the whole concept of back in the 1960s of people being on a self-search. Which was self-search? What is self-search? Self-search for self-realization. For finding out, you know, who you really are, which isn't your ego. So I wanted to rekindle some of these memories. And by the way, I've heard some really blockbuster news that came from Cosmic Agency. Cosmic Agency, from what I can see from the number of views of a lot of their videos, there's not a lot of people connecting there. And I highly suggest that as a source of attention, because it's coming from a couple of Pleiadians, in particular Swaru and Annika, from the Taygeta constellation of the Pleiades. And they've got some amazing news that they've been bringing forth there. And I can't confirm nor deny the information that I heard there yesterday, but it's mind-boggling, and it does connect back to this 1960s, because they're saying, the Pleiadians are saying, that in large part the Vietnam War was a cover for the secret space program, which is basically been in operation for, I don't know the exact number of years, but 60 or so years from back in the 1940s, which a large Nazi faction, also connected with the reptilians and the cabal, and that they, according to the Pleiadians, actually invaded Venus, which isn't what we think of as this gaseous place that nobody would want to go to. Apparently, it's one of the paradises in the solar system, with palm trees and flora and mostly water, that is now considered a playground for the elite to go and take trips there. And apparently, the population at the time of the invasion of us, taking over Venus, they had a population there of about 60 million people that would be more akin to us going back to Greece in about 325 BC and invading there. They were very spiritual in nature, but were not a population that was in the technology. So it wasn't that big a deal to take them over. And apparently a lot of the hardware and money and personnel during the Vietnam War days were used to help take over Venus. And this is another connection that we can make to what I brought up a few shows ago about disinformation that was coming from this meeting that took place in Ganymede, one of the moons of Jupiter, and how I pointed out that, in my opinion, there was a lot of disinformation that was coming from the situation there, as reported by Dr. Sala in particular. And if you go online and you try to find information, you're going to run across Dr. Sala's contacts and spins of what took place at that meeting and what the results were. And the original comments that I read were to do with it. The ascension was off, and it wasn't going to be a split of humanity that was going to be involved with the ascension process. And this Elena Danine was also spouting in some of her reports about how the solar flash was some psyop and there was no real truth to it. And I said that all that spinoff was garbage. Well, there's been some further information now coming out regarding those meetings and some other meetings taking place in Antarctica, that the same group is spouting that, according to their sources, the cabal has surrendered, and they were given so much time to between the meetings on Ganymede and December 21st of this year to surrender. And in the meantime, they were to try to untangle some of the black magic that they've been using on the planet for to assist them in their control process, and also for taking the time to set up a new financial system so the whole system wouldn't totally collapse, but that we would graduate into a new financial system. Well, if you go to Cosmic Agency, there's actually a specific article there about has the cabal surrendered, and the Pleiadians that I trust are saying that this is a total load of garbage. And if it wasn't for them, I don't hear anybody else actually is in a position to know, of course, what exactly is going on at some of these meetings, which I don't doubt are taking place. But the spin that's being put on them and put out there through Dr. Sala and company is total garbage. And I spotted this as disinformation when it first came out, and I'm still saying it's disinformation. And as I said, much thanks to Annika and Swaru from the Taigeta system for shedding some light on this, even though not that many people are really going to know about it. Between, I don't know, I think the video I saw had like 310 views or something, and I'm not even certain today how many people actually hear ET Yoga, waiting to hear about what the new numbers are, but I suspect it's a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of influence that these people are having. And also gives further light to the fact that the Galactic Federation, who is obviously aware of this takeover of Venus, that the Galactic Federation apparently views as kind of an extension of the matrix that's here, or the experiment that's here, but it's now going to be going on there. And we can deduce from all that that we're not going to be getting much help from them concerning the current genocide that's going on the planet, which to me is the big news, even though there's a lot of people that are still in the fog and haven't figured out yet what the heck is going on. And definitely, based on the number of people that have already been jabbed, there's big issues happening here. Big issues happening here with respect to people's health and even the depopulation that will be related to this. And as well, and I've pointed this out a long time ago, that there's been, it takes about a year and a half for mad cow disease, or what's considered similar through these spike proteins, to develop in humans. And about coming up in the late 2022, it'll be a year and a half since a lot of people started in this negative spiral and taking this experimental gene therapy, which is not technically even a vaccine. And apparently, I saw an article actually yesterday that apparently there's some life insurance companies that are no longer going to be paying out if you die from this because it's an experiment. And that's exactly what it is. You're volunteering for an experiment. And the amount of just sheer stupidity that's spread around, it just boggles my imagination. I mean, they're trying to convince people that if we are all jabbed, that somehow this is going to be helping the situation. You can take a look at countries that are 90 to 95% jabbed, and you're finding they're having horrific issues and problems. This makes absolutely no sense to me. There is absolutely no health benefit from the jab. It doesn't prevent anything. It doesn't stop the spread of anything. The only thing it does is mess you up. It's mind-boggling to me, although I can appreciate that so much really good news is suppressed so that you have to go to all kinds of alternative news sites like BitChute or Patreon or Odyssey or bandvideo.com or Rumble or some of these other sites to even get any sort of free speech, which is also being trounced upon in today's world. Not to mention the bullshit disinformation being spread through the spiritual community by a number of sources. And apparently this is all connected from very high levels, CIA, whatever, because disinformation is one of their primary jobs. So just wanted to pass that on. And as well as the spiritual person over the course of years, I'd like to, you know, share with you some of the things that I think have been very important and instrumental in terms of my own spiritual growth. And, of course, at the core of that is daily meditation. And if there's one technique that, you know, I just I couldn't even imagine life without, it would be just the concept of meditation. And there's many different ways to do meditation. I've presented a number of techniques, and I'm not going into detail on tonight's show due to lack of time. But I might add that meditation, I consider like the core of techniques that you use. Once the seed is planted, and the seed's planted when you realize that there are higher levels of consciousness and that you have the ability to attain them, and that then you start looking around for techniques and things that will help you in this regard. And I even start all the ET Yoga shows off with the Hari Om Mantra, which is a form of meditation called Japa Yoga. And I might add that I also, at the beginning of every show, talk about trying to distance yourself from technology as much as possible, because it does lower your frequency. And if you look at technology today, the connection of 5G and the so-called virus and technology has a definite role in slavery of humanity. And the television has been the main vehicle of brainwashing for a long, long time. And the ridiculous information that you're now given that a lot of people are waking up to and cutting off from. But frankly, I haven't had a TV since 2000. And happy about it. And I don't even have a cell phone. I borrow a cell phone to do this radio program. So it's it just as much as I appreciate everybody's situation is different, but these are things that that I have you know, tried to do. And in terms of just personal implements, I love these little argon pyramids. And they're very cheap. I think I buy them for like $15 online. And argon pyramids definitely are a protection from 5G radiation. They're even effective in eliminating chemtrails. And you could put one of these, I suggest people put one in the corner of their property, you know, if you live in a rural area. It helps eliminate chemtrails. I've been telling people for years not to eat GMO food. And by the way, now they're going to come with the new, as we speak now, they're going to be a part of the identification of food. They want to not only be able to track food, they want to be able to track food while it's inside you. And they're going to be spraying fruits and vegetables with smart dust as part of this, the ability for the those in charge of the of food and what's going to be out there. I mean, in time, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be very suspicious about the food they're finding in their current stores because they're not going to trust it because it's going to be full of nano. And this is just another one of those ways, including chemtrails, to spread nano around. I've pretty totally distanced myself from the medical system like over 20 years ago. I don't take any kind of pills. I don't have any kind of health conditions. I'm not interested in mainstream media at all. I never listen to it. Like, it's just fear-mongering and a bunch of disinformation as far as I'm concerned. And when it comes to health, I do agree with Bashar's foundation of pure water, definitely not with the chlorine in it. Oxygenation by getting outside into fresh air, into nature, and doing yoga pranayams, working on cutting down stress in your life to the best of your ability, and exercise every day. That's something I'm very big on, and it's about, as I hear it, about 60% of the immune system. I'm into doing the detox programs, especially as promoted by Dr. Schultz from the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. And definitely moved 20 years or so ago into a vegetarian diet and pretty much vegan. And I'm also involved with advanced methods of healing, such as Qigong. The healing sounds is taught by Master Ming Tong Gu, as well as sun gazing is taught by Hira Ratan Manik. I utilize the Egyptian healing rods, which were discovered by the Russians and only the pharaohs and inner circles of Egypt used. And I'm also very into Andara crystals, as they come from monatomic fields and resonate with 5D energy. So, and in relationship to the current ascension process, I think it's very important to work on your inner work, working on your beliefs, reprogramming positive beliefs as you identify especially victimhood. And anytime you're into blame and complaint, and these are signs of victimhood ideas. And also negative emotions are at the root cause of all disease. And I definitely adhere to Gloris Cannon's concept that two of the best things you can do regarding ascension is letting go of the past and letting go of fear. And also eliminating nano from your body, as it is out of compatibility with 5D energy. And in that regard, I highly recommend Steve Noble. That's N-O-B-E-L. He's got some amazing meditations on YouTube. And one in particular, my favorite, is called Black Angelic Fire Transmission. It's Black Angelic Fire Transmission. And in this one, he helps you to eliminate, identify, neutralize, and eliminate nano in your system. And this whole idea of letting go of the past is just huge because, you know, those old grudges or those old, issues in your past, especially in your childhood where somebody did something to you that you've never let go of, it's time to let go of all that garbage that keeps you from being in harmony with 5D energy. So over the course of time, I've tried to reflect on all these concepts in doing the ET Yoga show and try to give you the best information that I know how to do. And in closing tonight, I always like to wish my listeners my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, also a success in the ascension process. And in closing, I always share with people the Who Am I technique because it was so powerful for me. And it was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. It was taught by Baba Ram Das. And it goes like this. You get in the highest place you know how to get to. You place all your attention in the center of your forehead, and then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or a few times, whatever is comfortable. The main thing is to get all your focus in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you state the following. I am not my internal organs. I am not my body. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.